Dormammu, I've come to bargain for another great Trailer Breakdown podcast. Hooray! Hello, Pod. I'm Chris Hewitt. Because, let me see, let me just count them up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of you demanded it. Here we are, convening in this Squadcast virtual pod booth to bring you one of our patented far too deep dives into a Marvel Cinematic Universe trailer. Because yesterday, I was watching The Superb Owl. I actually was on the Game Pass because my wife's massively into NFL. And so we got the game as it was going on with all the American adverts. So yesterday, I was watching The Superb Owl, and The Superb Owl went, hoo, hoo. And I went, Dr. Motherfucking Strange, that's who. And a TV spot dropped for Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, a.k.a. the greatest movie ever made. And just in case you wonder if I'm going to be objective over the next 45 minutes or so.
Chris, objective about Marvel and Sam Raimi? Confirmed? Not so confirmed.
From director Sam Raimi, you're goddamn right. And then the TV spot, which had lots of interesting new footage in it, said, go and watch the full trailer online. So you know what? I did. I left behind the men with their helmets and their strangely shaped balls, and I watched Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, the new trailer, and folks, it is a cracker. And so joining me to discuss this, but mainly to hear me banging on about Sam Raimi for 45 minutes or so, are three variants of such lethal cunning: Helen O'Hara.
Hello.
Amon Warman.
Hello.
Benjamin Travis.
Hello.
I just call you Benjamin all the time now, just to make sure I can keep track of you and the real Ben Travis.
Yes.
Because you're clearly, one of you is clearly a variant, and by the end of this pod, I will find out which it is.
There are many of us. We are breaking through from all the other dimensions, and we cannot be stopped.
Oh, no.
Hooray.
I think this one might be Zombie Ben.
I felt like Zombie Ben for weeks, to be honest.
Well, if you feel like a zombie, the remedy that I can prescribe to you is to watch the trailer for Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, because my boy Sam is back. He has been recharging his cells in the Terrigen Mists.
Sam Raimi in human
Raimi confirmed.
His superpower is like moving cameras around real good, right up in people's faces.
Oh my god, he's back, my boy, the goat, my goaty boy,
the
my beloved goat.
Goat
boy Sam is back.
Oh boy.
Possessed goat Sam is back, and he's been away for a while, letting other people think that they can make movies, and he laughs in the face of your foolish efforts, and he's back to show you all how it should be done. What did you think of the trailer, folks?
Yeah, it's all right, isn't it? It looks good. It looks pretty damn good.
Were you excited about the 28th movie in the Marvel Cinematic Universe already? And if so, has this trailer ratcheted up the excitement for you?
Yes, and
yeah,
yes.
It's made me more excited for sure.
Yeah.
I was looking forward to it. I am looking forward to it. I'm still not entirely sure what to expect, and I'm still, as usual with these things, intrigued by what they haven't shown us, and trying to figure out what we're not seeing. I'm not maybe like, you know, this has not altered my perception of reality
what?
In the way that maybe some people seem to.
Helen is the variant. She has been identified very quickly.
Prune her.
Different show, guys. Come on.
We must prune the hedges. Oops.
What?
Chris.
The Three Amigos reference.
Okay.
Oh, I thought Chris had just lost it through the sheer power of this trailer, because this is genuinely one hell of a trailer. Like, it was exciting at the end of Spider-Man No Way Home, having the post-credit sequence be the first teaser trailer for Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, but I felt like that was merely an amuse-bouche. And this is an amusier, bouchier. It's everything cranked up. It feels like it feels like post Endgame, the Marvel way of things is like, let's put every character on a kind of Endgame level of just, look how impossibly huge this movie is going to be. Look how many exciting things are going to be happening, and teasing us of all those tantalizing possibilities with these trailers, while also not actually showing us very much at all. It's a really fine balancing act, and this trailer does all of that. And as much as we were kind of worried with No Way Home going into it, like, how is it going to do all the things we think it's going to do, and how is Doctor Strange going to tie in, and how is it still going to, you know, be a teen movie about Zendaya and Ned and all those things. And then the movie was just like, well, yeah, we just did it, you know? So I have confidence that with this, as much as there seems to be tons of things going on and all sorts of craziness, I have all the faith in Feige and Raimi and anyone else's name who ends in E to pull it all off.
Cumberbatchy, of course. Don't forget Cumberbatchy. Yeah, I feel if I have any concern about this movie, is how packed. And I don't. I have no concern about this movie. My boy Sam, my beloved possessed goat boy Sam, has made, by my reckoning, 12 of the greatest movies of all time. And yes, some of those movies are perhaps not, you know, not all greatest movies of all time are credited equal, shall we say? So For Love of the Game is not as great as the other greatest movie of all time, Evil Dead 2.
Mm.
But it's up there. It's in the top
12,000.
Okay, roughly where it is. But what
and
I'm
also
saying,
also great
is,
and powerful. That would be.
It's also in the top 12,000.
Okay.
What I'm saying is that my boy Sam is going. Yeah, he's got it. He's got this. But there's a lot going on in this movie, and we'll get to that because we're going to go as close to frame by frame as we can within the limits of sanity and time.
Unlike Doctor Strange, who is bound by neither.
And by the end of this podcast, none of us will be bound by those either. Amon, where do you stand on my beloved possessed goat boy Sam? Is he gonna bring it home? There's a lot of spinning plates in this movie.
I think he's going to be at home. My confidence is also high for all the reasons Ben said, because I was that dude talking about Spider-Man No Way Home beforehand, like how they're going to do this. I'm not sure they can pull it off. There's so much going on. And I feel like as long as all the cameos and everything that's been teased here services Strangers and Wanda's story, I think we're going to be okay. And Marvel, on the whole, don't typically do a cameo for the hell of it. There's a purpose behind it, so I have confidence that they're going to do that. And yeah, this trailer is just incredible. I was going to go to sleep like 11:30 p.m. last night, and then this trailer dropped, and I was like messaging you for all caps, like with apps, like an hour. I was so hyped. I'm like, how can I go to sleep now?
All caps? So all caps confirmed?
Bearded. Yeah,
non-bearded.
Just bearded is fine. Thanks.
I was trying. I was very hyped. My sister actually came back into the house as the trailer dropped. I'm like, Joy, you got to come and see this. Come go. You gotta watch this. It was incredible. I watched it a lot since then.
And I was pumped. Very, very hyped and pumped indeed. So much so, I almost forgot about the superb owl. Anyway, shall we go as close as we can to frame by frame? Should we go through it?
Yes.
All right, so here we go. We start with a pair of eyes. Those eyes belong to Benedicti Cumberbatchy. Very exciting indeed. Look at those eyes.
I mean, they look like eyes. I don't think we can draw too much from this particular frame. No, I think that's just his face. It looks like his
Bruce
face.
Campbell is one of the irises.
Is that a reflection of him and the iris? No, it's a reflection of some light.
Is that a Delta 88 Oldsmobile I see just tucked behind the cornea? No, it's not.
His irises are quite large. He could be pinged off his nut in camotage in this scene. That's my insight.
As your lawyer, Ben, we're not accusing any Marvel characters of being pinged off their nuts, in all seriousness. So.
I mean, Trevor Slattery's been pinged off his nuts.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well, he was certainly smashed, but I don't know if he was pinged.
All right, so here we go. And there's Doctor Strange, and then there's a black screen. That's exciting. Talk about that for 5 minutes.
No.
No, okay, let's move on.
It symbolises the darkness that Doctor Strange finds himself in through the course of this
movie. Now, I have to say, I've shared my screen with the guys here on Squadcast, and they can't hear the trailer, and I've muted the trailer as well. I might turn the sound up a little bit so I can hear some of the dialogue. And so we're relying on the subtitles being accurate. So it says, it starts off with Doctor Strange saying, every night in my dreams.
Right? I can't not think of it. I'm sorry.
Every
and then
night,
once you say dreamed, you're into Moon Knight, oh, and it all oh, gets yeah. very distracting.
This is a man who can tell the difference between his waking life and his dreams.
Yeah, and so. Can probably say it in an English accent too.
I mean, I've heard Benedict well. Cumberbatch's English accent. It's not that convincing. So we start on a desolate plane. I think this is Camden again. I think they're yeah, back.
You can tell by the skulls and the dead trees. Yes.
Oh, well, this is, hang on, this is the Empire office. This is where he is. All right, so it's a desolate landscape. There are skulls. The ground is littered with skulls. There is a building, which of course is Doctor Strange's beloved Sanctum Sanctorum. 177A Bleecker Street in New York. Do not go there in real life. There is a very sophisticated magic making it look like a shithole. It is not that. It is this beautiful brownstone that would be worthy of Carrie Bradshaw. Anyway, in this image, this very, very stark image, oh, no pun intended, Doctor Strange with his cape is watching his Sanctum Sanctorum disintegrate. Now, this is a nightmare, presumably.
I'm going to call you up on that. It's not a cape. It's a cloak of levitation.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Get it right.
All right. Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes. The cloak itself has very, very strong opinions about this. So I will defer to you. It is a cloak, not a cape. Don't worry. You're in safe hands otherwise. But this looks different. This looks different. He's got like some sort of blue thing on the back. What do you think is going on here?
I feel like it was damaged in battle in whatever reality this Doctor Strange calls home. And that is why it looks like that.
What, you so think he just darned. Had a bit of denim and he was like, oh, this'll do. I'll patch it up. This is fine.
All right. Do we think this is our Doctor Strange? Because what's becoming clear in this and the last trailer and the TV spot as well is that we're going to be seeing quite a number of variants of Doctor Strange. Do we think this is our bloke, or is this one of the Cumberbatch?
But if it is a dream that he's having...
A dream
that he can't tell from his waking life.
I can't tell my waking life from my dream.
Then it could be R1, but just appearing different. So it's
all
it's,
right. Okay.
The distinction, I guess, is hard to draw.
Let's move on. Come on.
But yeah, the house is dusting.
Okay, the house is dusting. The house is dusting, Helen. It is dusting.
Well, self-dusting house.
Not really. It is and it isn't.
It's kind of. It looks
it's
similar.
It's being pulled
yeah.
apart by something, I'd say, rather than dusting. There's a gravitational force at work here. And we'll see this at work throughout the trailer as well.
Also, a crazy kind of corona thing in the sky.
Yes.
Which is interesting.
Yes, indeed. I thought he was a Heineken guy, but no. Beer jokes. Hold my beer jokes. Now we see the door opening to the Sanctum Sanctorum. Amon is leaning into the screen.
I've just seen this an empty peel away from the door.
Well, yes. You're going to get... And there's a staircase, a stairway to heaven, if you will. What if this is just one big, long Led Zeppelin tribute?
Well, I mean, I was going to say, the last shot with the skulls and the house crumbling, all I could hear in my head was... Because that was metal as hell. And they've already used that Led Zeppelin song extensively in Thor Ragnarok, so maybe this is Stairway to Heaven's time to shine.
All right. Okay, so this is a staircase leading to nowhere.
Gosh, that's a long way away.
Oh my god. Nowhere with an N.
Oh,
and then
sorry.
Strange says, and then, oh, what's this?
Oh, he smashed his mug.
Usual suspects. It's a coffee mug breaking.
Because he's pinged off his nut.
He's a sausage.
He's absolutely fucking trolleyed. here we go. Now we're getting some early. This is what you do with a trailer. This is, you know, I don't want to teach you guys about making a trailer. This is what you do. You have a nice couple of compelling establishing shots, and then boom, bang, flash, bam, drama. Straight away, you've got them by the Jaffas. So we see here there is a battle, some sort of explosion happening. What I presume is Camartage.
Looks like.
Oh, hey, Camartage.
What?
You don't think it's our Camartage?
I don't think this particular one is our Camartage. I think this is all part of the same reality of the Strange that we've been following for the first 10 seconds of this trailer.
This is exciting.
Do you think that the nightmares our Strange is having is something another Strange is doing?
Yes.
Nightmare.
I think he's somehow tapped into the... visions
Universal
of,
Strange, if you will.
Exactly.
This is the good shit. I wanted Amon Woman guarantees in this podcast, and I think we're getting close to getting our first Amon Woman guarantee. What do you guarantee, Amon? What do you think we'll see? Do you guarantee that Dr. Stephen Strange in our reality is feeling some sort of psychic tremors, perhaps caused by something or someone, maybe even a strange variant in other universes?
That is affirmative. I think that's right.
If you told me that this was the Camartage of Middle Earth, I'd believe you. I'm just saying. No. Some of those guys look distinctly Legolas-y, but
they do.
But then they do anyway, so hey.
I guess they do. All right, we're moving on. They're Strange. That's our Strange for sure, isn't it? That's our bloke. That's our guy.
Seems like. I mean, it's hard to tell what them all have in the same face.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if that's our Strange, but you know, I messaged you this earlier, Chris. You didn't reply. Rude. But why is Strange, if this is our Strange,
we're
wearing...
fucking busy. How dare you?
I've seen your schedule. You're not busy.
That is not the case. But yes, I'm on, please.
If this is our Strange, why is he wearing the Eye of Agamotto if he no longer has the time stone?
He kind of... Hasn't he always done
that? Yeah,
I mean,
he kind of has anyway.
He just likes it.
Did he
funky.
Wear it in No Way Home?
I'm pretty sure he has it in No Way Home, yeah. I think he just likes it. It completes his look. He's accessorizing.
Ties the whole room together. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I can respect that.
Yeah, absolutely. You of all people, although you've dressed down for this podcast, you of all people should know what accessorizing does to a man. It makes you feel powerful and strong. Let's move on. Oh, holy shit. What the fuck is going
now
on here?
That is America Chavez.
That's not America Chavez.
I think it is.
Go forward one more millisecond. There's a star opening up behind her. That is how she travels through the multiverse.
And it's, I think distinctly right, got five points.
Yeah. And I think just before she supposedly dies here, she manages to get herself out of this reality into our MCU reality. I think that's what's happening here.
But doesn't it look like she's arriving to somewhere there rather than going from somewhere?
See, I think that's someone else being pulled apart by something. I don't think that's America Chavez. I will absolutely prepare to be wrong on this. I am wrong on many, many things. I don't think that. I think she's arriving. I don't think she's disappearing.
If you look here,
oh, sorry, I forgot. There's still the sort of imprint, the outline, if you will, of someone being pulled apart by this thing, this many, I guess, tentacled thing.
Mm. Although it looks more like chains than tentacles.
Chains,
doesn't it?
Yes. All right. Oh, okay. Hang on.
Oh, no, that does look kind of like her. She's wearing Converse, by the looks of things.
I think that's America Chavez.
For the sake of our listeners, who is America Chavez?
Excellent question. So she is a hero. She can open up multiversal portals. She also has super strength and invulnerability. She's one of the most powerful characters in Marvel Comics right now.
I think what's interesting as well, if you look at this shot, so you're saying, so she jumps between realities, and we're saying we think this is her, and she kind of leaves a star-shaped imprint behind her as she breaks through universes. On the back of her denim jacket, she has a star. Again, great accessorizing. And if you see inside the star that's left behind, there is another star behind it. It's like she's hopped through multiple realities within
sort of short space. Yeah, it looks like there's at least a couple there.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
It's very indistinct. It's quite blurry. So I think she's arriving, but I don't think that's her. Might be wrong on that. I am probably wrong. Probably in the very next shot, it'll be her. But this is... Oh, it is her. Yeah. Okay, it's her. See, told you. In the very next shot, I am completely and utterly wrong. It is her, because there she is being trapped by this... What the fuck is that?
Who's the mummy monster?
The mummy returns?
Arnold Fosloo is back, everybody. It would not be outlandish for the mummy to be in this movie, quite frankly, if the people that we think are in this movie are in this movie. They might as well just throw in everybody. The cast of Coronation Street, the Liverpool 1974 FA Cup winning team, just stick them all in. I don't care.
I believe this bandage monster seems to be saying, prepare for the birth of a dark universe, I think is the line that he's saying here.
I think, Ben, what he's saying is, welcome to a new world.
Of course, monsters.
Right. So Dark Universe crossover confirmed. All sorts of magical symbols on here. Now, what's happening here? Is this something that Strange is attacking? Or, oh God, it's all very exciting. It's
maybe a construct made by somebody else we'll see in this trailer.
Possibly. All right, so then we have...
Maybe some Camartagians being thrown about.
Some Camartagians, yeah.
That's
someone with a
term.
Ponytail. Oh, but there's a streak of hair. There's a streak of white hair.
That is Defender Strange.
Oh, yes. Look at this. This is definitely a Doctor Strange.
Mm.
and he has got cuts all over his face. Very interesting. Okay. And then spins around, my boy Sam, possessed good boy Sam, doing some of that camera moves that only he can do. Look at that. Helen, cover your eyes. There are, there are male nipples on display.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Here he goes. He's cosplaying
kind of
as Sam and or Dean.
Helen, why are you leaning so closely into the screen?
Helen, why are you taking a picture of the screen?
Can I just say, this bedroom looks hella comfy.
It really does. And so many books nearby. Imagine how soundly you'd sleep with that many books around you.
Oh. I love that that's what you're taking notes
of. You're damn right.
Yeah, anywhere just to avert your eyes, right?
Absolutely. I just,
those things
know,
like tractor beams are dragging me in. The subtitle says, gasping, you're damn straight. He looks like he's having a big old wank in the shot. Let's be
honest. Oh my God.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
There's an unfortunately placed hand there, but
I'm screen grabbing this while I can.
Oh dear Lord. Well, listen, we're 17 seconds into a 2 minute, 16 seconds. Let's go.
And 23 minutes into a podcast. His lamp looks weird. I don't believe he would have picked that lamp himself.
Actually, his apartment previously was very kind of hyper-modern.
Hmm.
So actually, yeah, that's the thing that he probably would have picked. Unlike the radio clock, honestly, straight. Come on, we have smartphones now. But that also seems like, I think those are the things he's brought in. And the giant four-poster bed and the ancient leather-bound books. The whole place probably smells of mahogany. Those are probably just stuff that was there already.
He's kind of a big deal.
He is.
He is. So this is all inherited from the ancient one.
Well, it doesn't seem very ancient one either, but I feel like the style of the house brings things with it. It's like in an Encanto, like the house creates itself, you know, in a cohesive manner, and so does the Sanctum Sanctorum. Mm. You know, maybe there was a sort of sub... What do you call the sub levels to the Sorcerer Supreme? Just sorcerers, I guess. You know, one of them designed the Sanctum Sanctorum, because it doesn't seem very ancient one, does it? Like, it's not her style.
It doesn't. It's more, what's that shop? Anthropology?
I think that's where he goes. It's not anthropology. No, it's not.
That's where he goes.
It's cute that you think that, but no, it's not anthropology.
What's the one that Phoebe goes nuts in Friends and buys all the furniture from? Pottery Barn. That's his favorite place.
It's not Pottery Barn.
Doctor Strange loves Pottery Barn. All right, so he's gasping. He's woken up in the morning. He's having a quick shufty.
He had his laptop on the bed. He sleeps with his laptop open on the bed. That thing is going to smash.
I refer you to my earlier accusation.
All the gasping, etc.
Oh, gosh.
What tabs does he have open on that thing? Oh, dear. Doctor Strange in the multiple orgasm of madness.
Oh, all no. Right. Come on, guys.
So we have a close-up of his watch, which the cheap fucker still hasn't got fixed. He says the nightmare begins. So when he wakes up, that's when the nightmare begins. Ah, very clever. So we see his face reflected in the watch. That's my boy, Sam. He likes to do things like that. No other director can or would even attempt to do such a thing. So let's move on. Then we have the Marvel Studios logo.
These are actually interesting.
This actually is my point. Oh, I'm on. Theory. Hit me.
Keep going. Now look at that. Does that look like the Water for logo to you?
It does.
It looks like the tentacle monster thing that popped up in a couple of episodes that, Captain Carter was slicing limbs
damn
off
right
it at
was.
One point?
Yeah, she
we
was.
We should mention Captain Carter. She's not in this trailer, but in the poster that was released for this film yesterday, in the bottom right-hand corner of it, there's a, you can see a little bit of Captain Carter's shield. So
Carter, that's my name.
So if there is a live-action debut of Captain Carter in this film, I would not be too surprised.
And there is in the, we'll see it in the TV shot spot, I think it was as well, there's a little flash of what appears to be a fragment of the shield.
Awesome.
I mean, it's very much computer-enhanced, but it is there.
All right, so we come out with the logo, Marvel Studios logo, and Strange is saying, I did what I had to do. I had no choice, no matter. Pornhub is open on my computer. Here he is in his Sanctum Sanctorum. He appears to be in the music of the room, and he's doing some of those weird, freaky spells that he does.
It's chaos magic. It's wand is chaos magic.
Amon, this is why we brought you along to this. This is the good shit. Do we? I feel we're edging closer to a guarantee. No, not yet.
Not
all
yet.
Right.
I mean, I know for sure that that is one. This chaos magic. I don't know why he's using it. That is the intriguing part of this. But maybe this is what leads him to go and seek out Wanda in the first place.
It's exciting. Okay, so now in this shot, we see someone here who is who do you think this is in the foreground? Blurry.
American Chavez. I'm seeing dark hair and a sort of potentially denim clad shoulder.
Mm.
Okay. All right. It might be Rachel McAdams.
Mm.
I'm saying maybe. All right, so he's on the floor, he's doing some spells, and there's a book. There's a book here.
Yeah.
Is it the Darkhold?
No, it's not the Darkhold.
Necronomicon?
Oh, shit. Well, there are sort of zombie-esque things. There's Deadites confirmed.
Oh my god,
trailer.
If Ash appears through a portal in this movie, I will officially lose my shit. It's over for all bad guys in the MCU if Ash appears. I don't think it's big enough to be the Darkhold, although it might be the condensed version.
Like one of those little versions that you get to take on a plane?
Yeah. Why can't you just get the audio, version, just like the Audible version of the Darkhold?
He has a radio alarm. He clearly isn't up on his Audible. Come on.
Who would you get to read the Audible version of the Darkhold? I think I'd go for Craig Charles.
Brian Blessed, surely. He would boom it out. Although whoever's reading it, they are going to unleash all the spells in the Darkhold. You'd be listening to it.
Yeah.
And everything would be going nuts. It would not be a good listen. Mm-hmm.
Les Dennis. All right, so he's furious with this book, and he smacks it, then some magic comes out. Then there's, he said, I did what I had to do to protect our world, and this is New York. But is it? It looks like New York, but shot from a different angle. We don't usually see it from this angle, weirdly enough. So we got the Empire State in the distance there. We have lots of new buildings here, I guess. Is this meant to be our New York, or is this a slightly different version? Who knows?
We probably could figure that out if we look at a picture of Central Park South right now. I suspect that's at least got some of the buildings that are not yet built.
All right. Of course, this is 2024, maybe. Well, some people think it's 2024 now. Mm. So it's hard to keep track.
Not all of those are here in our world anyway.
Okay.
Although there might be.
Then we have the Sorcerer Supreme of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, Benedict Wong, as Wong, saying you cannot control everything strange. Now, this is very interesting. There's not a lot of levity in this trailer. And Wong in this trailer, he has been, I think, there can be a sort of default tendency to use him. And he's very, very funny. And Benedict Wong is a brilliant comedian. There could be a tendency in Marvel movies previous, the likes of Shang-Chi and No Way Home, to use him as a slightly comedic figure. I'm getting the sense that's not necessarily the case here, that there's not going to be a lot in the way of glib, jokey remarks in Multiverse of Madness.
I'm loving that Wong is basically the glue of Phase 4 at the moment, though. Like,
yeah.
He's featured very prominently in a lot of recent films. He's got his contract. He's popping up everywhere. You love to see it. I love a bit of Wong.
I think there will be some hints of humor in the early going, but this tone is this trailer is very much going for a certain tone, which is nailed. And I do, I think definitely the back half of the film is going to be very heavy, all the emotions. I haven't seen the MCU film yet, which has been totally devoid of humor. I don't think it's going to start here.
Even Eternals had a joke. Every now and again, they would drop a joke in. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, part of me would be worried about Wong, but I think he's going to be all right. Our boy Wong, I think he's going to be okay in this one. But it is interesting that he is the Sorcerer Supreme in the MCU. I was having a discussion just today with someone on the Empire Facebook group about whether Stephen Strange has ever been the Sorcerer Supreme in the MCU. I don't think he has. I think he was set up at the end of the first Doctor Strange. The position was vacant because of what happened to the Ancient One. But he was considered, I think, a little bit too raw, a little bit too arrogant to take on the role. So they left it open. And then over time, Wong got it because of seniority. I don't think there's any doubt that Strange is the more talented sorcerer. But I think Wong, you know, he's been knocking around for ages, and he's proved himself worthy of it. So, mm-hmm. you know, the obvious thing would then be worry about Wong, that they're going to bump him off so the Strange can take the position. But I hope they don't do that.
Mm. Me too.
And yeah, Strange was blipped for 5 years, so Wong was the only senior candidate, as far as
that
we know.
Yeah, as far as we know, yeah. You kind of control everything Strange says. Strange says, fuck you. And then, hey, here we are. From director Sam Raimi. And
the most beautiful words in the English language for Chris.
This is the sort of thing I have open on my laptop when I'm going to bed, if you know what I mean. And oh, God.
Brackets gasping.
Can I just say, first of all, cast your mind back to every trailer. Like, do it now. Mm-hmm. Every trailer we've seen in the MCU so far.
I'm seeing 14 million trailers all at once.
I don't
only one says from director Sam Raimi.
I don't think we've ever seen a possessory credit like this.
I think there was one in Eternals. There was from Oscar-winning director yes. Chloe Zhao.
Yeah.
So
right.
They have
right.
started recently, but that's the only other one that springs to mind for me.
But it's very, very rare. And certainly one thing we discussed that they started doing recently, they didn't do it with No Way Home, but they did do it with Shang-Chi and with Eternals, is give the directors a credit, as in a film by Destin Daniel Cretton in the credit sequence, a film by Chloe Zhao. I think they're finally beginning to do that. And so it's not just one great big homogenous blob that's, you know, got faceless, nameless directors on board. You know, this is Sam Raimi, and they're trumpeting the fact that Sam Raimi, the man who made Spider-Man, Spider-Man 2, Spider-Man 3, The Evil Dead, Evil Dead 2. No, I'm not going to do that.
He made
some of the greatest movies of all time. He is back. Back, back, back. Yes, that's right. I said it. Greatest movies of all time. Shut up. Here we go. You open a doorway between universes, says Wong, and here we see Strange with his weird cloak is turning around and watching New York being pulled apart by something.
Note, it's a snowy New York. We recently saw a snowy New York at the end of Spider-Man No Way Home. Yeah, don't know if this is the same universe, but...
It's not. I'm going to go ahead and guarantee that.
hey, it's an Amon guarantee. But he has got the blue patch on his back in this universe where everything's being pulled apart, which is...
Yes. Yes, he does.
Fair to note.
Maybe that is a nice way of differentiating Strange variants. Mm-hmm. We don't know who or what will walk through it, says Wong. We don't know what's happening to New York here, so we'll move on. Then we have another shot of Wong in camouflage. Now, of course, this might not be our Wong. This might be a different Wong.
Yeah, his hair looks different.
It does, doesn't it? Mm. Keep an eye on people's hairs. Hairs? Keep an eye on people's hair, folks.
Each individual hair tells
a story. Each individual hair. Then we cut to Rachel McAdams, who gets more screen time in this trailer than she did in the first movie.
Hey.
That's a joke. Only joking. Just. I know Scott Derrickson is very protective of the Christine character, but I think it's fair to say the received wisdom is that she could have done more, that you give Rachel McAdams a bit more to do in your film. Anyway. Here she is, and she appears to be dressed at for a wedding. We saw there was a wedding in the last trailer. So, yeah.
She's in a wedding dress. She's got ginger hair. Mm. She's about to say, go get him, Tiger.
all right, so now we have a street scene. This is presumably New York, and here we have America Chavez. Is it Chavez or Chavez?
Chavez.
Running through the chaos. Chaos? Is it chaos or chaos?
I think we usually go with chaos.
Chaos, all right, okay. You have it your way. And then we cut to Scarlet Witch.
This is interesting. Because it looks like she's in a summoning circle. And if you remember in the Doctor Strange episode of What If, he used the summoning circle himself to drain all the monsters of power, to drain it into himself. I'm not sure that's exactly what Wanda is doing here, but it feels like it's the same sort of thing. At least she's in the same sort of position that Doctor Strange was in that episode. So
what we're saying is that What If, which was dismissed, I think, by a great many people,
mm-hmm. not me,
including us, because we, even though we watched every episode and we really liked it, we only did one spoiler special to it. We didn't do weekly episodes. And now we're being made to look like fools. Fools, I tell you. So it seems to be very important. Not essential, but important.
Yeah. I mean, look, it is quite common to have in magic to have circles of candles. So it could kind of be anything. But yeah, sure, summoning could also be.
All right. Sure, something Helen's not fully on board with that guarantee. Yeah, okay, here we go. So then we go, this is definitely our Strange, and this is definitely our Wanda. This is a scene we saw kind of in the last one. This is her little cabin that she has, that she retreated to after the events of WandaVision, because this movie is a sequel to Doctor Strange, WandaVision, Loki, What If, and maybe a number of other movies as well. We'll get to that. It's very, very exciting. She's also got some sheep.
Yeah, it looks like a totally different landscape, if I'm honest, to where she was at the end of WandaVision.
But it probably is.
It probably is, and that's probably why. So I'm not going to dwell on it. But yeah, it is like very different. It's not just, oh, it's spring now. Those are different trees.
May have remade it, of course, in her image.
Sure, but like alpine landscapes and cherry trees don't tend to necessarily go together. Okay.
She has not learned her lessons.
Are those sheep there of their own free will, or do they think they are living in some small town in America? Do we know this?
What do you know about the multiverse, says Strange, who is dressed down very casually. And Wanda Maximoff says Fizz had his theories. Oh. I always thought Fizz was spelled Fi said, but then that would be Fizz, wouldn't it? And then we'd be talking about, you know,
very different
Roger Melly, the man,
movie.
Telly.
Viz Comics so, Universe, yeah. The VCU.
Oh, God. He definitely uses a template for that beard, which is slightly different from the beard we've had seen before, right?
Oh, fair enough. Anyway. So now we are here at Camartage, and we see, I'm just going to say for the sake of saying, A Strange and A Wong walking towards
a smoke monster.
Something. Yes, a giant smoke monster.
I have a theory on this. Not a guarantee, but a theory.
Okay.
Is that Eliath?
I was just about to say that, but I couldn't remember its name. So who was that, Amon, in case people didn't watch Loki?
So in Loki, Kang, or He Who Remains, weaponized Elias to help him end the multiversal war that was going on between his variants. And that is the monster who we see that Loki and Sylvie have to get through to get to the Citadel, which is where He Who Remains is. So Eliath is sort of birthed into being because of the multiversal war between the Kangs. And obviously we haven't sort of seen that actually happen post-Loki. But if that is happening somewhere and this is the after effects of that, then this could be that.
That's right, because in theory, this is taking place after the multiverse has been effectively birthed, even though it was always in existence. Mm. It bakes my noodle to even think about shit like this, but yes.
So it was the monster at the end of the universe, and now it's just the monster in the universe. That's what you're saying.
And it's about to eat all these guys, including this monster here, everyone's favorite Minotaur.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with Minotaur guy. He's just chilling. He's just learning the ancient ways of Camartage.
Monster is as monster does, Chris.
That Minotaur guy actually has a story. His name is Vintra. And he, in the comics, is actually a student of Doctor Strange. And he becomes a professor at Strange Academy, which is this Marvel school for magical youths. He's an apprentice of Strange of sorts. I'm not sure how much.
Why is it called Academy and not Abracadabra?
Because that would
be
ridiculous.
Excellent question, Chris.
Do you think, like, what if you're like a mutant that also has magical powers? You know,
like Wanda,
like Colossus's little sister.
Literally called magic.
But like, So you know, do you fill in an application to both academies? I mean, how does it work?
I feel like it's your choice where you want to go. You want to go. Live it up with Professor X, or do you want to come learn your thing?
Live it up with Professor X.
That's on the front of the prospectus.
The school gets destroyed literally once a term, guys, and then you rebuild it, and that's your lesson.
We have a basketball course. Sometimes it opens up and there's a jet underneath.
They'd get a lot more students.
Good Lord.
Yeah, they would. They would. He's Professor X. He's bloody head of a school for mutants, not Anton Deck. You live it up with Anton Deck, not Professor X.
Professor X, Project X confirmed.
Anyway, what is all this Professor X talk? We don't need that.
No, that's not in the MCU.
Yeah, that's outside the MCU. It's not our jurisdiction. Anyway, here is the Minotaur, as you pronounce it. What's his name again?
Rintra.
Rintra. like it. So here's the big smoke monster, or whatever it is, big cloud of evil. Doctor Strange says he was right, and that is our Doctor Strange?
It looks like, but it doesn't necessarily have to be.
Doesn't mean it is. Yeah, good point. Good point.
It's a pretty sweet hero shot. He's looking crisp.
Yeah.
He is looking crisp.
He's been using the beard template. You know.
Here is a shot we saw previously. So, oh, this seems like the world that she was chained up in, America Chavez.
Mm.
So, well, you know, that's interesting. So that's Strange and that's Christine and they're looking at something. I mean, this looks absolutely fucking wild.
I mean, the purpley, orangey, swirly place looks like the moment in No Way Home when the spell goes wrong towards the beginning and the floor falls out and they're in kind of woozy, purpley space. Mm. It very much brings that to mind for me.
Yeah. And it actually looks like different pillars to me, if I'm going to be really picky. The pillars that she was not chained to by the mummy monster looked of a different style. They look more like the ones at Camartage. Those ones were, I think, Ionic and Doric. I'd need to have a proper look. You see, they're a bit more classical. Do you know what I mean? There aren't the sort of carvings around them.
They have sort of swirly bits at the bottom, though. I think it was the swirly bits at the bottom. The ones on the left.
Maybe.
Sorry,
maybe.
I realise this is fascinating to listen to, but...
But the door they're opening is quite modern. Look at that.
Yeah, that does look New York-y, doesn't it? It looks sort of underground-y, part of the Sanctum Sanctorum... Again.
So has something happened here and then using powers, they've somehow breached the hole between the universes? Who knows? We'll find out. I'm going to say that an awful lot. Then we have Chiwetel Ejiofor as Mordo. He's got some lovely, lovely hair.
Mm, he's looking good.
He's saying, I'm sorry, Stephen.
I don't think this is the Mordo we were introduced to in 2016. I think this is a different Mordo. The toys which have been released, this particular variant of Mordo is referred to as Master Mordo, not Baron Mordo. Although I don't think Mordo is referred to as Baron Mordo in 2016. I'm saying Mordo too much.
No, I say Mordo, not Lesto.
No.
What you're saying, Amon, is there's Mordo meets the eye to this guy.
Oh, boy.
You know, I've been rewatching a lot of Transformers lately, so that hit me many levels.
I would say that he could be called Master Mordo because he has been working his way up since then. You know, we saw him going around and stealing people's power in the last one. If he's kept doing that for the last in universe sort of 7 or 8 years, then it would not be beyond the realm of possibility he could now be sort of up a level. I guess.
Yeah, many levels, in fact, especially if Strange wasn't around for 5 years.
Indeed.
So here he is. We saw this shot in the last trailer, but this is a slightly different version of it. And we see more buildings being just kind of torn apart and turned into themselves. And this could be something like the Mirror Dimension. It could be just another nightmare, which, you know, we should not preclude the possibility that Nightmare, the bad guy, could be in this movie.
Mm.
Maybe the moon is falling, and that's why this is happening.
That is exciting news.
I don't think Doctor Strange would deal with it, though. I mean, he's clearly got his own problems, so no.
Mordo says, your desecration of reality. Oh, and now things are about to get fucking weird, folks. Because now we see Strange. We presume it's our Strange. He is being handcuffed with some futuristic-looking handcuffs.
And he's wearing blue.
He's being marched.
He's got blue robes.
He is wearing blue.
His robes were always blue. It's just that the cloak of levitation balanced it out.
Good point. So he's being led through some massive atrium on his way somewhere. And we see lots of little statues. Any theories on what this might be?
Some big, weird space place. I don't know, it has a bit of an echo of the TVA about it, like slightly less 70s-ish, more like futuristic, but it seems to be some large bureaucracy. And if they're, I don't know, taking Strange away for the pulling apart of reality, this seems to be something that maybe exists beyond traditional bounds, perhaps, in the same way that the TVA did.
It doesn't look entirely dissimilar to the architectural style of a bit we're going to see in a bit with a dude walking around with a familiar voice.
Mm.
They could be taking him to see that guy.
Mm.
I think that's what they're doing. But but why? And what are these? What are the things that are taking him? So your desecration of reality will not go unpunished.
Is that the British Museum?
Yes,
it's the British Museum.
Yeah,
is it?
Yeah,
yeah. No, this film was filmed there. That's been confirmed.
All right,
but not the Museum of Great Britain or whatever it was in Black Panther.
All right, so now we see what is leading him up the steps, and it is Ultrons.
Yes.
It is the some sub Ultrons looking very much like they did in, but not quite the same as they did in Age of Ultron, and of course also the What If episodes that ended that show's run.
Yeah, so this is really interesting. The theory that I've got for this is that what if this is part of a universe where Tony's plan to use Ultron to create a suit of armor around the world actually worked?
Yeah.
And this is the result of that.
And maybe it's not Tony working alone, as we will see in a bit.
Okay, so Strange is walking up the steps. He's looking a bit befuddled, as you would be. He's walking into this room, and there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, maybe even 7 chairs.
6 chairs.
It certainly
six
looks chairs. Like 6 chairs. In this room, they've been perched on top of a high ledge, so they're a bugger to get to. And sitting down in those chairs, we see 2 people.
Yeah.
One looks like there might be wearing, I'm literally trying to see here, but one looks like they might be wearing a suit, like an actual suit. Another one looks like they have long hair. There is someone else
walking.
There's someone walking.
In a robe.
In a robe. And then we hear
mystery voice.
We should tell him the truth, says mystery voice. Now, I ran this mystery voice through my mystery voice detectometer, and that mystery voice seems to be
Mr. E. Voice, Edward Voice, yes. Confirmed from the comics.
It is indeed Mr. Edward Voice. He's back again. Now, this seems to be, doesn't it, folks? This seems to be Patrick Stewart. Mm. And the very next shot, you can see someone leaning forward, and this someone appears to be bald.
Yeah.
Now.
I did have, like, I was talking to Amon about this morning, and I was like, okay, first of all, it's possible. I don't think this is likely, but it's possible that it's Patrick Stewart, but not Xavier. Possible, but I think unlikely.
What
I think this is... That would be amazing. Oh my God.
Scrooge?
If Picard was one of the Illuminati, that'd be incredible.
The guy from Green Room?
What I think it is it is a Charles Xavier. It will not be the MCU Charles Xavier. That's my theory. This is an alternate universe Charles Xavier from an alternate universe Illuminati, which, you know, opens up some interesting doors in terms of who they cast as the other members, which of course include usually
Jay-Z,
Strange himself.
Beyonce.
Shall we explain what the Illuminati is?
The Illuminati include Xavier, usually Strange, usually Namor, usually Black Panther, usually Tony Stark.
Black Panther has been
one of them.
Yeah, but it's,
he tends to give the short
incarnation. He wasn't, but he has been a member of an Illuminati.
But he may well be here because of all the reasons.
Exactly.
You haven't said Black Bolt.
Blackagar Boltagon of the Inhumans. Thank you very much. Full names, please. And did I say Mr. Fantastic?
Reed Richards.
No. Reed Richards, confirmed.
Well, maybe. Did you say Tony Stark?
I did say Tony Stark.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So the Illuminati, fairly recent creation in the comic books, but they are essentially a group of very, very powerful super beings who get together because they're concerned about all these aliens that keep invading into place and smashing the shit up. And so they get together to kind of share information and talk about that. And, you know, Black Panther, T'Challa, is not that convinced by this because he thinks that it could be exploited and misused. And he's kind of right because in the comics, famously, they decide to get together and they decide to banish the Hulk. Because the Hulk is too powerful and too dangerous to contend with. And so they banish him, and that kickstarts the events that lead to Planet Hulk, which is a very famous run of the comic book, which then leads to World War Hulk, which is a very famous run of the comic book. And then ultimately, of course, leads to the amazing Immortal Hulk comic book run, which I don't know if you haven't read that, read it. It's incredible. And, you know, as much as I love the MCU version of the Hulk, and I love what Ruffalo has done with the role, and I love all the different things they've tried with the character, I don't think they've even begun to scratch the surface of what Hulk is capable of, both as a deeply fucked up character and probably as one of the most powerful characters in the entire MCU. There is almost limitless potential to that guy. But anyway, I digress.
Yes, but the Illuminati, even when working from a place of good intentions, have generally fucked things up quite often. And it seems like a weird situation where their individual power almost cancels itself out collectively because they tend to... Yeah, I don't know. They've sort of... They're a self-appointed cabal, and that doesn't always end...
Yes.
Well.
Yes.
So I think if this, the most likely scenario is that this is our Strange, but that we are looking at essentially a multiverse Illuminati and who are concerned about maybe another Strange.
It does look like a different costume, though, for this Strange. But then again, it wouldn't make sense. It would have to be our Strange for him to learn something monumental and earth-shattering.
That's right.
You
I
must
think.
Tell him the truth. So, okay, so we're saying it's an alternate...
He looks too worried to be an evil Strange.
Yes. So we're saying this is an alternate Patrick Stewart, well, a real Patrick Stewart, but as an alternate Charles Francis Xavier, leader of the X-Men, mutants in the MCU confirmed, and the other five we're saying might not necessarily be the five that they are in the comic books. And again, I'm not so sure how big a part they'll play in this thing.
But
we should talk very, very quickly about casting opportunities, should we? Because there's been lots of rumors and lots of tittle-tattle going back and forth about this, that this is the movie that is going to blow shit wider open than it already has been blown by Spider-Man No Way Home. That this is the movie that will introduce into the MCU the X-Men of sorts, that will introduce to the MCU the Fantastic Four. And there are other interesting casting tidbits. Shall we discuss what's been going out there?
Yeah.
That there will be an alternate version of Tony Stark played by Tom Cruise. That is the scuttlebutt out there. Now, of course, Tom Cruise was attached to play Tony Stark for quite a while, actually, when the project was at New Line before Marvel Studios really got their shit together. So that might be a nice little nod to that, but also it might be a nice little nod to the fact if you can't get RDJ to come back, well, Tom Cruise ain't a bad substitute.
Very true. Very true.
Yeah.
The other big rumor that was going around was that John Krasinski had been cast as Reed Richards.
By Kevin Feige or by the internet?
By the internet.
By the internet.
As we all know, it's never wrong. But that was a rumor I saw which had me going, interesting.
Do you think they'll bring back Anson Mount?
No.
I think Marvel's previous attempts at Inhumans died on the way back to their home planet.
Which is not even that far. It's just on the moon.
It's the moon, but then the moon did fall, Helen. So
the
unfortunately, the Inhumans were crushed amidst the debris. I mean, this could be really, really exciting. And I don't expect, if this is the case, and this is the Illuminati, and they do have really famous people, you know, and they have Patrick Stewart coming back as Xavier one more time, and they do have a Tom Cruise, or they even have RDJ. This is a way you could have Robert Downey Jr. playing Tony Stark one more time and get around it in a very, very nice way. This doesn't have to be.
How much would you die if your favorite MCU character came back in a film by your favorite director?
He's not my favorite MCU character.
Who's your favorite MCU character?
He's not by a long shot is he my favorite
love
MCU
him a
character.
Lot, though.
I love him a lot, but he's not my favorite MCU character.
Okay.
I don't actually
Who's
know
favorite,
who is
Chris?
My favorite, but I don't know if I have a favorite, but I will think about that question. I'll think about it long and hard, but it wouldn't be Tony. Tony's top 10, but he's not top 1.
I will say that I am very much looking forward to the audience reactions in this movie, because I think there's going to be at least 2 or 3 moments where everyone is going to lose their shit. I cannot wait to be in the mood for that. It's going to be very exciting.
All right. Well, shall we discuss? Shall we discuss? That's what we're here to do, folks. That's what we're here to do. every variant we've seen of Strange so far is played by Benedict Cumberbatch. That doesn't necessarily mean that this Strange, who sits in this Council of the Illuminati, will be Benedict Cumberbatch, but I suspect it is. Maybe even the Defenders one that we've seen earlier on, that maybe makes a bit more sense. Mm-hmm. If Namor, the Submariner, is on this would be the first time we see Namor in the MCU. He is rumored to be one of the major characters in Black Panther Wakanda Forever, and it's been about fucking time that they had Namor, who is a grade A prick in the MCU. Very excited to see him. Black Bolt, I mean, he wears a mask. It could be anybody. But, you know, you could have anyone. You know, you could legitimately have, the doors are open now. No Way Home has opened the doors. Mm-hmm. You could legitimately have anyone from the X-Men movies, from the Spider-Man movies, from Daredevil. My money's on Ray Park as Toad being one of the six members of the Illuminati.
Sorry, I mean, you could have anyone in theory, but like if Deadpool's sitting there, you know, that makes it a very different movie.
Oh, it does, doesn't it? And I love Deadpool. I love Ryan Reynolds, but yeah, no. What do you guarantee? Who do you think is going to carry over? Because I think that if it is John Krasinski as Reed Richards, I think there will be some shenanigans that mean by the end of this movie, the Fantastic Four are in our universe and can't get back.
Yeah, it's a really interesting thing. I'm not sure how quickly they're going to do that. I do think that we are building toward a mini reset in the MCU. Given everything that this movie is going to set to motion, given everything that Quantumania is going to set to motion, because Kang is going to have a big part to play in all this multiverse time traveling shenanigans that we're now getting ourselves into. And we haven't really even started to get into what Kang is doing yet. I feel like when we start to focus on that, that's going to be the end game, if you will, of this phase. And then once that's done, we're going to get a mini reset of the MCU, and that's when we're going to see the recasting of T'Challa. That's when we're going to start to see the Fantastic Four solo movies and everything else. I think that's what we're building towards. Well, I'm not sure.
The Fantastic Four are in this phase, though, aren't they?
Yeah, I think Fantastic Four were one of the last films announced in that big sizzle reel that Marvel had. So I'd not be surprised if that's like one of the last films, if not the last film of this phase, but I think that's what we're building towards. That mini reset and then the bleed through of the X-Men and Fantastic Four and everything else.
I don't know if they want... I feel like it's still, even by then, it will still be too soon to recast T'Challa and to recast Tony Stark, probably, but certainly T'Challa. I do feel like we will hold off on proper X-Men until the next phase, though. I think you're absolutely right about that. I think there'll be some kind of reset at that point.
I know, as exciting as it is to have Patrick Stewart here, I would be happy and excited to see him appear, but I kind of want them to cast all new X-Men for the MCU. Mm-hmm. Like, I just want a fresh start from all that stuff. Like, the Fox X-Men films have their real high points and their real low points, and I'm just happy for that to be its own thing and for us to get a different incarnation of all those characters for this one.
I think just from a practical viewpoint as well, I feel like, first of all, Patrick Stewart's made it quite clear he's, you know, he doesn't want to keep doing this character forever. He saw Logan in the same way that Hugh Jackman saw Logan as a goodbye and a finale. And mm-hmm. you know, doing something like this is kind of a fun little alternate universe thing. It doesn't take away from that. But, you know, bringing his Professor Xavier into the MCU would be a very different proposition. Also, just practically, he is, you know, 20 80. Years older than when he was cast in X-Men. They're going to want the X-Men around for multiple films. They're going to want Professor Xavier around in multiples of those films. You know, why would he want to be doing that at 85, 87, 89, 91? You know, it seems improbable.
I also think, though, the only one we know for sure we're going to get at some point is Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool. I still wouldn't be surprised if we see Jackman again. I wouldn't be surprised. At some point, even if it's just a cameo. I'm not saying he's going to be pulling a long-term duty as Wolverine back in the MCU, but he has said repeatedly in the past that it might be the only thing that could get him to don the claws again would be being part of the MCU. Mm. So we shall see. But the fact that mutants are going to be introduced to the MCU slowly but surely is fascinating and leads us into discussion of Wanda Maximoff and the various variants of Wanda Maximoff we may see in this movie, because of course in the comic books Wanda Maximoff is a mutant and her father is Magneto. And that could be very interesting, fertile ground.
Yeah, they could. I mean, it also means they could kill her off and bring her straight back. They could kill off MCU Wanda, and then when they bring in mutants, bring in mutant Wanda very easily.
Yeah, they could. I hope they don't do that, though. I hope they don't just use the multiverse as a kind of very, very quick reset button. You know, I think if they are going to press reset button, and they might, because, you know, heaven knows in the comic books, this shit can get very unwieldy very, very quickly. And it has, there's danger of that happening here as well. In which case you need to, you know, to hit the reset button. But I just hope they don't. I hope that they stick around with things. They stick around with the status quo for a little bit longer. Anyway.
100%.
Let's try and race through the rest of the trailer now, because it is mainly spectacle from this point on, I think. So this is a shot of America Chavez and Doctor Strange going through what could be the Savage Land, which is a prehistoric... Basically a prehistoric realm on Earth. There are dinosaurs in this shot. This is not the weirdest thing in this fucking trailer.
Yeah. It's in Antarctica, guys.
This exact point of this trailer means everything to me. It's everything I love in one shot. It is Doctor Strange and America Chavez in the middle. On the right side is a universe filled with dinosaurs. On the left of them is a universe that appears to be animated. This is everything I've ever wanted. If you pause it like a teeny bit before, you can see that the place they're going into is drawn. It's before this shot where they're turning into cubes. Very, very brief point. You have to pinpoint it exactly the right time. They're going into some kind of, or through some kind of animated world, which extremely my shit.
Oh, yes.
Can you see? There's little traffic cones and some kind of blue square. Yeah. That's animation.
Doctor Strange, colon, Into the Spider-Verse.
That also feels quite Raimi-y, doesn't it? The kind of Looney Tunes-ness of that feels like vintage Raimi.
Oh my God, I can't believe that's amazing. And then this ultra weird shot where Strange, who's holding on to America Chavez and looks absolutely fucking terrified, has been broken down into cubes, like the beginning of Cube when that fella gets sliced into a cubes.
Oh. And Resident Evil when that other guy, Colin Salmon, gets cubed up into cubes.
Hey, listen, cube salmon is delicious. So he's screaming.
It's really disturbing, that shot. It's actually, when you really think about it, and when you see his teeth are coming apart, it feels very visceral. God. Chunks of Strange.
So, come through, one all to the Multiverse of Madness. And then we have a shot that we saw previously, which is the character that is billed as Sinister Strange and R. Strange having a big old chat in the music room and the Sanctum Sanctorum. But now
there
seems
to
be some sort of...
It's just got a harp in it. It's his museum.
That's his music room. That's a piano. Right there.
Yeah, but it's you can see the window, the round window from the other angle when we were at it before. That's the upstairs room where the cloak used to live. There were the cases full of all the stuff.
I think this is where he's laying down shit for a SoundCloud, if you ask me. Yeah, but hey ho.
Do you say it's billed as a Sinister Strange?
Yes, on the subtitles.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Yeah. But look, there's some sort of rift at the end of the world, and I can't be the only one who thought of the end of Loki. And how they got to He Who Remains. Do you think Kang will be in this movie, yes or no?
I don't think Kang will be in this movie. I think Uatu is going to be in this movie. I think this is going to be the live-action debut of Uatu, Jeffrey Wright.
The Watcher. What is that? Is there something moving in the... it's very small, you probably can't see it, but it's something moving in the...
Honestly, I think it might be a chair. I think it might be a chair that's been sucked out of the room.
See. Oh, fair enough. Sinister Strange says things just got out of hand. See, he's referring to the wank that Stephen Strange was having at the beginning of the trailer.
This is interesting because before I saw that subtitle, there was a big school of thought that said that was Strange Supreme, aka the Doctor Strange in episode 4 of What If? But Sinister Strange actually makes more sense because given where Strange Supreme is at the end of What If, those two doesn't match up with what we're seeing on screen right now. So,
he'd be too powerful, even for our Strange to deal with. All right, here's a sequence of shots that have got the internet all in a flurry. So it is a character that is made of flames with blue hands flying through a rocky landscape, lava and flying towards Wanda Maximoff, who then defends herself. So we have a proton beam being fired and Wanda defends herself and it all goes to shit. Now, lots of speculation about who this is going to be. Have at it.
I think it's a Captain Marvel. I don't think it's Brie Larson. I think it's Monica Rambeau. I'm not sure if it's the Monica Rambeau that we've already been introduced to or if it's a different Monica Rambeau who has fully become Captain Marvel in whatever reality she is.
I agree with you. I think it's a Captain Marvel. Somebody atted me this morning saying X-Men and Fantastic Four in the MCU confirmed. And I think maybe this shot made them think Human Torch. I don't think that's the Human Torch. Yeah. It doesn't look like the Human Torch. It looks like cosmic beams rather than flame to me. There is a subtle distinction between orange, fiery stuff. Some of it is actual fire. Some of it is like sunbeam energy. I'm getting that vibe from here.
There's also a school of thought that says it's superior Iron Man, and I don't agree with that either.
No. Too much light coming out of it. It would be hilarious, though, if Chris Evans turned up as Johnny Storm. That would be just for the lols. Yeah.
And Hayley Atwell looks at him for just a split second, look familiar. I think it's going to be Monica Rambeau, isn't it? As Captain Marvel, we saw if you look at the poster, some of the same person they spotted, well, maybe not the same person, but people looked with their magnifying glasses and they saw the Captain Carter shield, but they also saw a Captain Marvel logo reflected in one of the bits of broken glass. And it would make more sense thematically for it to be Monica Rambeau fighting Wanda, given everything that went down in WandaVision. So it could be interesting. Just remains to be seen whether it's our Monica Rambeau or whether it's a different Monica Rambeau. And if it's our Wanda or a different Wanda, who knows? Who knows? We'll find out soon enough. There you go. There's another one. Next shot, we have our old Minotaur friend. He has mates being blown to shit. No. Kamertage.
Bad day for Kamertage again.
It's a bad day. Then we have America Chavez. Do we know who these dudes are?
Cool guy with sword and cool guy with robe. That is all I know.
Wasn't cool guy with robe was in the first Strange?
That is correct, yes. He is the one that Strange thinks is the ancient one until he's corrected.
Outrageous.
That is a deep cut reference. I like that. What about this guy with the sword?
He's just cool, man. Look at his sword.
He's just a cool guy with a sword. All right. That's the first real proper look we've had at America Chavez, by the way, played by Sochi Gomez, I believe is how you pronounce her name. Apologies if I got that wrong. And then this is interesting. This is interesting on the subtitles. We begin to hear Wanda's voice, but it actually says Scarlet Witch. You break the rules. And here we see Strange injured in the attack on Kamertage.
As Strange.
I'm sure if you went back and you looked at the facial hair, you'd be able to maybe tell exactly who's who. America Chavez, and we see America Chavez saying, look out. And then we have the octopus, one-eyed octopus type thing that we saw in the first trailer, which has a Lego set out, and I can't remember what it's called.
It's called Gargantos.
That is correct.
Gargantos.
Yes.
All right. Flinging a bus like he saw it in Superman 2. Just flinging a bus. And there's Strange. He has some sort of
mystic chainsaw.
Yeah,
it's a mystic chainsaw.
Cool. I like it. It's really, really cool. Okay, and then Scarlet Witch says, you become the hero. And we see that as Strange, we think this is the Defender Strange among who has had a statue in this world.
It's interesting. Having a statue outside of the Sanctum Sanctorum doesn't strike me as a very Doctor Strange thing to do. However, if a Doctor Strange had died and somebody had done that in honor of him, that I could see.
Okay.
But also the Sanctum Sanctorum looks weird there. Look at the size of that window. That's not, the way it is in our world. So it is possible it's a very different Doctor Strange with a very different kind of, psychology. If the Sanctum Sanctorum reflects its users, then that might be why.
This New York real estate looks beautiful. Look at that building covered in flowers and all the cherry blossoms everywhere. I want to live in whatever that universe is, even if there's no Doctor Strange.
Yes. So here Scarlet Witch is saying, I do it and I become the enemy. Now, this looks like a pissed off, maybe even slightly malevolent Wanda. Clearly not our Wanda, I'm saying, although you never know. You never know.
I think it is our Wanda. I think this is the same scene where we see Strange go and visit her in her remote, you know, hideaway. I feel like this is in the same scene that we saw earlier. But she just changes things once she clearly hears something that pisses her off. But just on the line itself, I absolutely love it. Even though, you know, there were different circumstances which Wanda is clearly omitting, mm-hmm. because like Strange, for as much as he breaks the rules, is for, you know, unselfish reasons, whereas Wanda, she broke the rules and a lot of people got hurt, and it was for, you know, for her own personal goals, and she's clearly omitting that. But as I've sort of said on the What If podcast that we did, it is really interesting to me that Strange is a hero by breaking the rules, whereas a lot of the times in these sorts of stories, the villains are the villains because they're the bad guys breaking the rules, and the heroes are enforcing the rules. But that's not the case with Strange, and I find that makes him a very interesting character, and I'm glad that they are digging deep into that side of things, into that similarity and difference between a Wanda and a Strange. It's really interesting.
All right. Yeah, lots of... maybe he's chaos magic in full effect. And speaking of chaos magic, here's a really interesting shot. We have Wanda back in the house in Westview, walking up towards a Scarlet Witch who is kneeling, stricken with what looks like grief. And there's been a fight here. Now, I'm wondering if we're going full Superman 3 here.
I think this is all in her head.
Yeah. Ooh, you think so?
Yeah.
I think this is happening. I think that when Doctor Strange tells her about the multiverse, she sees that as a way to get back to her kids. And this is the result of that. I think she discovers this alternate version, alternate universe, where she does have the kids, but then she finds an alternate version of herself living with them. And that is where all this conflict happens.
But equally, it would be not out of character if this is her processing her grief, her emotions, her desires in a sort of a dream sequence.
The other thing that makes me think it's a dream sequence is that if you go back to the previous shot, when you see the stairs, only one side of the stairs has banisters. The other side of the stairs, the banisters are kind of halfway through being manifested. Either that or they've been broken. But it makes it look, there's something uncanny about that staircase that makes me think it might be a vision or a dream or something rather than
a vision.
Something. Ooh.
It looks like a fight is taking place here. I don't know. I'm going to go Venn diagram between Helen and Amon. I'm going to say this is a battle in some sort of version of the astral plane for supremacy over Wanda's body. So look at this Wanda. This is Wanda is, you know, she's bleeding, she's cut, but she, I don't know, there's something about that expression that doesn't scream benevolence to me.
No.
So then we go back to Scarlet Witch, that doesn't seem fair. Then we see Mordo fighting the handcuffed Strange.
So do you think he's one of the Illuminati?
He might be one of the Illuminati. There is a figure who has long hair and wearing a cloak who is walking along the big ledge to one of the chairs. So perhaps, you know, this is what I'm saying. Maybe you shouldn't take the Illuminati so literally. Just because the Illuminati in our world has the makeup that it has, doesn't mean that the Illuminati in this world will conform to the same.
Mordo has just broken Strange's handcuffs, so cheers for that.
Maybe it's deliberate, who knows? Kamataj having another very, very bad day. America Chavez having a very, very good day. She's looking angry, she's looking upset, she's jumping, she's leaping. She's about to do that thing with her fist. And then we have an explosion, lots of things flying out, a figure flying out, but we can't see who it is. Then more of...
Is that Wong?
Is that Wong? Is that doesn't Wong look like Strange.
Or Defender Strange?
I think that's Wong. I think it is Wong. Yeah, it is.
Oh, it is Wong.
See. Yeah, it's Wong. So we get to see Wong fighting, which is cool. And then we see Wanda, but maybe not good Wanda. We think it's good Wanda because she's dressed as good Wanda, but it might not be good Wanda. And the camera in my boy, my beloved boy, my beloved possessed goat boy, Sam, shoves the camera straight into her face. Very dangerous. Don't do that. And right into her eyes. And there we see something. What do we see? It's a Delta 88 Oldsmobile driven by Bruce Campbell.
It looks like one of those glass cells that they always have in these films that are lit with fluorescent strips around the top and bottom. One and or possibly two of those. There's a figure in the cell. Figure. Yeah.
There's something in this cell. Perhaps she has imprisoned our Wanda inside herself.
I think it's somebody else, but I think this is maybe the Wanda that won the fight.
Yeah. Okay. And then we have Wong screaming at Strange, but he's in some sort of snowy mountainous landscape. And speaking of snowy mountainous landscape, now we have maybe the biggest of the trailer, which is a zombified version of Doctor Strange. Now, we all know that Helen loves Marvel zombies. and he is casting some sort of spell that is conjuring some sort of demonic wraith type thing. And now we cut to another shot in a different place, and we see that it is Zombie Strange who may be the chief bad guy, if it is even indeed Strange, with many arms and looking like he's about to fuck shit up.
This is interesting because that image reminded me of the spell he did in Infinity War, which is the images of Ikon, where he did that thing and like created multiple versions of himself to try and restrain Thanos. So I don't know if that's him trying to do that spell again or just the creatures trying to claw their way out of him, because in the What If show, there's a number of instances where he's absorbed so much bad stuff that at different intervals they're trying to escape him and get out of him. He has to try and pull them back into him. So I'm not sure if that is what's going on there. But in any case, it's very interesting.
I mean, what a joy to see Sam Raimi playing with, like, zombified characters, deadite-ish people, a dead-ish version of Doctor Strange with, like, skeletal black hands coming out of him. This just looks perfect. This looks great. If you said, hey, what do you want? A Sam Raimi-directed MCU, like, fantastical, horror-inflected film to look like, this would be pretty much exactly what you want. It looks amazing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It looks amazing. And after that, if this doesn't hit your tone of the buttons, we have Taika Waititi going absolutely batshit insane with whatever the hell Thor Love and Thunder is going to be or look like. Then after that, we have Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, and we have no idea what that film is going to be like, but we're tremendously excited. And I think in between, it is in between, isn't it? We have Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, which seems to be getting closer and closer and closer to being part of the MCU. So, very exciting indeed. All right, so we're going to take a quick look at the TV spot as well. The Super Bowl TV spot, which hasn't been made officially available by Marvel, but it is on YouTube. So, it starts with the same shot, but it has lots of different shots in it, which is really interesting. So, this is a slightly different shot of what we're going to call Defender Strange, spinning around in the same landscape that we saw America Chavez in the big trailer. That's what I'm going to call it. And this looks like the same monster. Potentially the big scary monster that is that is trying to eat her for reasons unknown. Not for reasons unknown. Then there's a explosion of bright energy, which seems to be
her, because you can see the star shape.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Again, then we have Marvel Studios. Then they're stepping through the landscape. Now, what's this?
There is
this
a is interesting. Strange That's, looking yeah. person in the air over Camartage.
But they're
possibly with the Camartagians, creating a shield against that figure.
Because that figure is bad news.
Mm,
potentially the zombie strange.
Strange or a zombie
or a sinister strange, Camartage, then we see Wanda, we see Mordo, we see the octopus creature with America Chavez.
Very gloopy looking pick.
Strange, we see Christine.
Definitely walking down the aisle.
Yes.
This is the man.
And now we see. Is this Defender Strange?
This is Defender Strange.
Yeah.
What's he done?
You can see because he's got his streaks of hair in gray hair in the wrong place. But quite a cool sort of tunic-y looking thing.
His hair looks absolutely mad here. I don't know what that... That's a very sinister-looking haircut. He's not Sinister Strange, but he's Defender Strange with a sinister haircut. Yeah. What is going on with that look? He looks mad.
This is so close as well to being the Batman logo on his chest.
Yeah.
So close. Batman confirmed in the MCU.
They're going to sneak another Flashpoint gag into this one after they did with No Way Home. Because this is before The Flash as well, isn't it? This is before we get The Flash movie. So yeah. Marvel have snuck out two multiverse films before DC have managed to get there.
Give up, lads. Give it up. And they're like, well, we got Michael Keaton. And you're like, yeah, all right then.
Yeah, that's fine.
So here we have... See, I think this is Mordo. See, we have the same shot of Strange walking into face what we think is the Illuminati. And I think that's Mordo walking to take his seat.
I agree.
Then we have the Professor X, Mystery Voice, who's absolutely not Professor X, and Discover. Okay, now this is interesting. So this is
Christine.
Alternate universe. This is Christine in a different set of clothes. That is an Ultron type thing. Mm-hmm. This might be Avengers.
So this could be an
Tower?
Illuminati jail cell, is what you're saying.
Oh, she could be the figure who's held in the jail cell.
I think that's America Chavez.
But yeah, it could be America Chavez and Strange in the two cells, and she's looking at Wanda in this shot.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well,
like, we saw in the big trailer that Doctor Strange is breaking, it looked like he was breaking out of wherever the Illuminati are bringing him to trial with Mordo, sort of breaking the handcuffs. And in that shot, there's a lot of people running around, there's a lot of chaos, so maybe it's happening at the same time as that.
The hairline on the glowing figure does look more Monica Rambeau, doesn't it?
I
would say so.
Captain Marvel or Captain Marvel.
I think I don't think it's Iron Man. There's glowing power coming out of the eyes, which reads as Captain Marvel to me rather than anything.
Reads.
Oh.
Confirmed.
Ooh, now this other version of Doctor Strange has the like weird neck, like horn things, which was what the evil Strange from What If
Strange
had.
Supreme.
Strange Supreme. Does he have those? It looked like he had those for a second.
I think he was just standing in front of something in the cabinet.
We may be overanalyzing it.
although
he is shooting
that's a dragon
tentacles.
Coming out of him.
Yeah, as Strange Supreme did in What If.
Yeah, I think that might be... Oh, God. What the fuck is this movie? I cannot wait.
Is this what he was watching on the laptop? He Googled Doctor Strange tentacles, and there was a lot of gasping.
These are the snakes. He's firing snakes out of himself here. Whoa. You can see little dragons. Fin Fang Foom confirmed. pissed off looking Scarlet Witch, but with different color hair, I would say. Then we have...
Zombie Wanda. This is interesting because if I remember correctly, she's brought in to fight, you know, souped up Ultron in the final episode of What If. But, and we don't see the shot where presumably Ultron takes her down, because I know that she gives it her best shot and Ultron basically nullifies it. And then we see her reaction to that going, oh damn. And then that's the last we see of her, which made me think that Zombie Wanda is done, but clearly that is not the case. So her inclusion here is very interesting.
We shall see. This is all very exciting. And this is the final shot of the TV spot is full on Zombie Strange. And then we see the other guy from the last one. So Zombie Strange, close up, looking at himself. As anyone will know, that fate temporarily befalls Ash in Evil Dead 2, Dead by Dawn, a.k.a. the greatest movie of all time. And he gets past it through sheer willpower and also remembering what a little necklace means to him. So maybe that's what happens with Strange here. Maybe remember who you are and he'll stop being a zombie. Have you tried not being a zombie? Is perhaps the way out of this movie. Listen, guys, we've spent an hour and a half talking about a trailer. I think we may have beaten our own record on this. I am so excited about this movie. Disappointment can only follow. But yeah, I am. You may be surprised to know I am here for this film, and may the sixth be with us, because I'm about to lose my shit. Brackets gasping.
I think I'm properly excited about this film. I think I'm the right level of excited. I think there is still room for me to become more excited, but also I'm not overhyped.
I'm not overhyped either, but this movie...
Chris, come on.
This movie will change everything. It will change the way I walk. It will change the way I talk. It will change my political persuasions. It's going to be the bomb. It's going to be the shit. My boy, my beloved boy, my beloved possessed goat boy, Sam, is back, and things will never be the same again. 3 stars there for Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness.
It's going to be a crazy huge year for Marvel, between this and then Thor and then Black Panther, and at the same time Moon Knight looking incredible and She-Hulk coming down the line, and Ms. Marvel, and more What If. I was thinking, do we get the second season of What If before this show arrives? Like, there's still a few months to go.
Ooh.
But surely the thing about What If is, even if we're seeing stuff that was in What If, it is not necessarily literally the exact stuff that happened in What If. Like, that's the whole point of it, isn't it? That's the whole point of the multiverses. We can get to Zombie Strange without necessarily having exactly the same things have happened that happened in the What If Zombies episode.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to get the second season of What If this year. But I do think that it's teased something which I think we might get to see in live action, because as we've stated all the way through this podcast and many others, the multiverse is getting crazier and crazier and crazier. And I feel like to finally deal with the threat when the time comes, it's going to require a multiversal coalition of heroes, the likes of which we saw in the final episode of What If. And I think we're going to get something like that in live action in a few years' time.
Well, we're getting something like that in live action here. A little bit, you know.
It is true. And then next year, folks, the Marvels, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, Guardians 3. Oh, this thing, it's about to kick off. Very, very, very excited. And that is it on that note for our tiny, short Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness trailer breakdown. Imagine how long we'd have spent in this thing if it actually shown anything worth talking about. Join us every Friday for the regular podcast if you don't already. And if you like the deep dive we just did, we do many, many deep dives like this behind our paywall over at our Spoiler Special subscription channel, which includes spoiler specials dedicated to all the Marvel movies that have come out since we began in 2012 and the Marvel TV shows. And tons of other things as well, including interviews with the directors and writers and creators behind those shows and films. Well worth $2.99 a month. Anyway, enough of my shameless shilling and plugging. It is time for us to go, because I got to edit this thing and that will plunge me into a multiverse of madness, believe me. So it is time to say goodbye to my three colleagues of such lethal cunning. Mystery Voice is his Squadcast name, but you shall know him as Ben Travis.
Goodbye.
It is goodbye from, I don't know how he's done this, but he has somehow got his name backwards. It is just Doctor Strange, but the text is backwards, folks. I can't stress this enough. It's incredible.
It's backwards, it's upside down, it's topsy-turvy. It's mad, in a word. Peace.
It is mad. It's absolutely mad. So, Amon Woman, or should I say, Nam-Ra Noma.
Peace.
No, you have to say peace backwards.
How do I even do that?
Seep? That feels wrong.
Aesop.
Aesop. It is goodbye from Illuminati Mess.
Yes, a Beyonce reference. Woot woot.
Beyonce and the Illuminati confirmed.
Oh my god, can you imagine if they just like panned across and Beyonce was sitting in one of those chairs, just as Beyonce?
Wait, so it's Iron Man, it's Reed Richards,
Charles Xavier,
it's Mordo,
possibly
it's
Master
Charles Xavier,
Mordo.
And then just Beyonce.
And then Beyonce as Beyonce.
I could buy it.
I feel like it feels right.
It would feel right. I mean, Beyonce was in Doctor Strange in the manner of speaking, so this would just be keeping it up.
Exactly. It all fits.
Amazing stuff. Amazing stuff. Anyway, it's goodbye from me. Evil Strange 2, Strange by Dawn. I'm off to lobby hard for the possessed hand from Evil Dead 2 to pop up in this movie and be the big bad that Stephen Strange deserves. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time. Bye.